Everyone, a wonderful Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we're here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, our last one for the year. This is it. Won't see you again until next year, of course, because tonight and tomorrow are Rosh Hashanah. We are on the cusp of a new year. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Eschus Vachai Yehoshua Chaim and Shmuel Chai Rivka Bat Tzipora Fredel, and a memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzipora David Aryeh. This week is sponsored anonymously in honor of West Hempstead listeners and a Refuah Shlema for Adam Mordechai Ben Yehudas Chana as well. Thank you to our generous sponsors. So tonight and tomorrow, this is no ordinary Shabbos. This is a combination of the Kedusha, the holiness, the sanctity of Shabbos, together with the sanctity, the holiness of Rosh Hashanah. In some ways, they seem incompatible. They don't really connect, and in other ways, they work perfectly. In some ways, they're almost incompatible because Rosh Hashanah says, start, get going, new year, Rosh, everything follows the beginning, the head. And Shabbos says, slow down, Shavas. Shabbos means to stop. Rosh Hashanah says, Achrayis, take responsibility. You control, you're in charge, and Shabbos says, let go. You don't do malacha, we're at peace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the whole world. And Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah says, decide what you're gonna do with it. And Shabbos says, right? Rosh Hashanah Yontov Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanam. We create the Kedusha. We determine the holiness. Shabbos says, Kimavakabli. It's already in place. It doesn't take you. It's ready whether you're ready or not. It's already in place whether you're here. Kviyah V'Kaima. It's fixed into creation. The calendar is set. Shabbos comes. So in these ways, they really are two sides of a coin. Maybe even a tension between them. But what I want to suggest to you as we're getting ready for the Shabbos, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, is that the truth is that they're entirely compatible. And what better day to have Rosh Hashanah than Shabbos? Because after all, Rosh Hashanah is Melocha Kolo Olam Kulo Bechvodecha. Malchus is all about coronating Hashem. Hashem, you rule over the entire world with your kavod. And Shabbos is a day that we let go, we recognize, we can't control, we can't manipulate, we're not in charge. Hashem, we surrender, we submit to you. Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah are Malchus. Shabbos, Malka, and Rosh Hashanah, of course, from Mamlech Hashem. We can't do it through the shofar. Shabbos takes its place. We won't rehash. Everybody's speaking about it today. We spoke about it a couple weeks ago, that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the Gemara seems to say it's a bad omen. The Aruch Laner and the Meshech Chochmah and others, only if we allow it to be. But if Shabbos acts as our defense attorney, if we honor Shabbos, Shabbos honors us. Shabbos is our ben zug. Sunday is Monday, Tuesday is Wednesday, Thursday is Friday. And Shabbos is us. We have Shabbos. Shabbos is in our defense. And therefore, if we honor Shabbos, love Shabbos, bring Shabbos in early, not only this Shabbos, which is Rosh Hashanah, on our best behavior, but we make that commitment for each and every Shabbos, then Shabbos testifies on our behalf. Shabbos represents us. So what could be a greater defense attorney than Shabbos itself? Shabbos that advocates and lobbies, Shabbos that represents us, Shabbos that testifies for us. Because if every Shabbos we stop while the world tries to continue in control and manipulate, micromanage, and do work, every Shabbos we stop. And therefore we testify that God is the creator. Every Shabbos we're Mamlech Hashem. After a year in which we were successfully coronated Hashem every single Shabbos, then Shabbos itself comes and says, true, they have no shofar, but they have me, and I'm louder, and I'm more compelling, and I'm more persuasive than even the shofar is. Shabbos says, and Shabbos does, and Shabbos represents that on our behalf. Shabbos is a time that's mesugal. Shabbos is dedicated to tshuva, to new beginnings, to a fresh start. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, HaShabbos or Osios, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, HaShabbos are the same letters as tshuva. We shower for Shabbos, we're rinsing and cleaning ourselves of our mistakes, and of our blemishes, and of our shortcomings, and of where we went wrong. A person has to check their clothing to make sure they're begadim, that they're not carrying. Begadim is melashon bogdim. There's no rebelliousness in us. So Shabbos is a time that we can focus and concentrate. Our neshama is yesera, and therefore we're able to do tshuva. We're able to reconnect and return and rejuvenate and restore. We're able to start again. That's what Rosh Hashanah is really all about. So chevra, we have the combined kedusha, the sanctity of Rosh Hashanah, the sanctity of Shabbos. One elicits passivity and the other is a call to action. One happens automatically and the other one we have to make happen. They seem to contradict, but really they're one in the same. Malocha kol ha'olam kulo bechvodecha. We're mamlech Hashem. This is a Shabbos. The energy of this Shabbos all of our attitude and our love, the fact that we turn every Friday into Erev Shabbos, and we hold on to Shabbos, to Motzei Shabbos, that Shabbos may come and testify and advocate and lobby and defend us. Let Shabbos come and help on our behalf, inscribe us for a year of bracha and mazel and shalom bayis and nachas and parnasa and gezunt, of peace, of safety, of security. For a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer kol mishalos libeinu letova, wishing you all not only a good Shabbos, a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos, but a ksiva v'chasima tova and a good kebench dior. See you next year.